before we talk about the big weekend, girls had a nice district, got a couple of state qualifiers. You said it was a tough district, and it turned out to be, didn't it?
It was. It was a tough district, and we wrestled well. We're just a little bit short on a couple matches, and you know, the three we got going, you know, they've got good shots once they get down there. They're just going to have to wrestle and do the best they can and take it one match at a time. Can't overlook anybody in that first round ever. You know, somebody's going to knock somebody off for that first day.
I'm sure all the brackets, parents come out and everything. Can you say there's a favorable? Probably can't say there's a favorable matchup for any one of them, can you?
Well, not really. Some of them, somebody got knocked off and they're on the other side. So, you know, there's two tough ones on the other side of the bracket. And you never know, though, because it could be a fourth seed come through and be in the finals.
So, but hats off. That's the goal, is to go to districts, get yourself among the top four, and the three of them, nice job.
Yeah, they did a good job, and hopefully they get healthy. The flu stuff's been going around, and so some of them haven't practiced hardly at all week. You know, it's just trying to get over that stuff, and hopefully we get over it by next week and we're ready to wrestle on Monday or on Tuesday.
Your Southwest invite. I know you saw a little bit, but not all of it, but it turned out to be a pretty good invite, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a good meet. They were done like 3:50 in the afternoon. It went well. A lot of good brackets, a lot of tough matches, and it went well. You know, I kind of followed along on the bus on the way to Ogallala. And, you know, the kids wrestled well. It was a tough tournament, and it usually is a pretty tough one right before districts, you know, open some eyes, and I need to work harder this last week and work on some things to get so I can qualify for state. So it was a good meet.
This place, your place, you're going to be hosting, of course, districts, Du Bois. This ought to be a jam-packed place. Oh, a lot of teams going to be here.
Yeah, there's 34 teams in our district. Two of them are not going to be coming. They don't have kids or something that came up where one of their kids can't wrestle. So there'll be 32 teams. It'll be a packed house. We're worried about the parking lot and all that. You know, buses parking somewhere. You know, it gets, you know, if you were here on Sunday with our peewee, you get all them parents and grandparents and everybody here. You know, it's a full parking lot there. And so it's going to be a full house, and the bleachers will be full. And hopefully we run a good tournament, which we probably will, you know, usually do. Everybody's ready to go and get that done. And we'll start setting up here in a little while and be ready for tomorrow afternoon.
Your kids, your boys, going to have to battle to get them on the top four, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got two that's got winning records, so they're seedable. Their brackets are tough. You know, every one of them's got some tough kids in it, and there's a little bit of moving around going on right now, and we'll have more by weigh-in time tomorrow. So we'll see how everything comes out when we're done, and, you know, I think it'll be a good meet for us, and hopefully a couple of those guys can get through.
Yeah, and the other RPAC, you've got a lot of RPAC schools here, the Hitchcock Counties, the Cambridges, teams like that. Those teams should be battling for the top spot, you would think.
Yeah, I would think so. Hitchcock County's got a lot of good kids and fill most of the weights. Cambridge has got some good kids, and, you know, we got St. Pat's has some good kids in this district. And so there's a lot of good teams out there. You know, Maxwell's got some good kids. You know, there's enough good kids that it's going to spread the points out, I think. I think Hitchcock probably has the best shot right now just because they have more kids than a lot of the rest of us. But, it's mostly our RPAC schools. All but Alma and Bertrand, I think, is the only ones that aren't here. So it'll be a good meet and a tough meet for us, and hopefully we can get some down to state.